Earth Science, 8th grade. Lesson 3, Wednesday, April 29th. Stress in the Earth's crust. When you think about an enormous plates of lithosphere traveling around on the planet's surface, you can probably imagine that the process is not smooth. Most geological activity takes place where two plates meet at plate boundaries. Nearly all earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, and mountain building occur at plate boundaries. Page 11. When plates are pushed or pulled, the rock is subjected to stress. Stress can cause a rock to change shape or to break. When a rock bends without breaking, it folds. When the rock breaks, it fractures. Mountain building and earthquakes are some of the ways rock responds to stress. Causes and types of stress. Stress is the force applied to an object. In geology, stress is the force per unit area that is placed on a rock. There are four types of stresses that act on materials. A deeply buried rock is pushed down by the weight of all the material above it. Since the rock is trapped in a single spot, it is as if the rock is being pushed in from all sides. This pushing causes the rock to become compressed, but it cannot deform because there is no place for it to move. This is called confining stress. Compression is the stress that squeezes rocks together. Compression causes rocks to fold or fracture or break. See below. When cars driving around a parking lot collide, compression causes the cars to crumble. Compression is the most common stress at convergent plate boundaries. Rocks that are being pulled apart are under tension, also called extension. Tension causes rocks to lengthen or break apart. Tension is the major type of stress found at divergent plate boundaries. When forces act parallel to each other but in opposite directions, the stress is called shear. S-H-E-A-R, shear. Shear stress causes two planes of material to slide past each other. This is the most common stress found at transform plate boundaries. If the amount of stress on a rock is greater than the rock's internal strength, the rock bends elastically. This type of change is called elastic because when the stress is eliminated, the rock goes back to its original shape, like a squeezed rubber ball. If more stress is applied to the rock, it will eventually bend plastically. In this instance, the rock bends, but it does not return to its original shape when the stress is removed. If the stress continues, the rock will fracture, that is, it breaks. When a material changes shape, it has undergone deformation. Deformed rocks are common in geologically active areas. Page 12. Geologic structures. Sedimentary rocks are often found in layers. This is most magnificently displayed at the Grand Canyon, where the rock layers are exposed like a layer cake. See below. Each layer is made of sediments that were deposited or laid down in a particular environment, perhaps a lake bed, shallow offshore region, or a sand dune. Sediments are deposited horizontally. The lowest layers are the oldest, and the highest layers are the youngest. Some volcanic rocks, like ash falls, resemble sedimentary rocks because they are laid down horizontally as well. It's important to remember that sediments are deposited horizontally when thinking about geologic structures. This is because you can trace the deformation the rock has experienced by seeing how it differs from its original horizontal, oldest on bottom, position. Geologic structures are the folds, joints, and faults that are caused by stresses. Folds. When rocks experiencing compressive stress deform plastically, the rocks crumble into folds. Folds are just bends in the rock. You can easily make folds by placing your hands on opposite edges of a piece of cloth and pushing the cloth together. In layered sedimentary rocks, you can trace the folding of the layers with your eyes. Once rocks are folded, they do not return to their original shape. If the rocks experience more stress, they may undergo more folding or even fracture. Folds often occur in groups. Page 13. There are three types of folds: monoclines, anticlines, and synclines. A monocline is a simple bend in the rock layers so that they are no longer horizontal but are inclined. Below, in a monocline, the oldest rocks are at the bottom and the youngest are at the top. In the Grand Canyon geologic column, the rocks in Group 2 have been folded into a monocline. An anticline is a fold that arches upward. The rocks dip away from the center of the fold, see above. The oldest rocks are found at the center of an anticline, and the youngest ones are draped over them at the top of the structure. When rocks arch upward to form a circular structure, that structure is called a dome. If the top of the dome is eroded off, the oldest rocks will be exposed at the center. A synecline is a fold that bends downward. The rocks curve down to a center. See below. In a synecline, the youngest rocks are at the center and the oldest at the outsides. Key terms: anticline, a fold that arches upward in which the older rocks are in the center and the younger rocks are at the outside. Compression, stresses that push toward each other. This causes a decrease in the space a rock takes up. Confining stress, the stress due to the weight of material above a buried object. Confining stress reduces volume, but causes no deformation. Deformation, the change of shape that a rock undergoes when it has been altered by stresses, also called strain. Monocline, a bend in a set of rocks that causes them to be inclined relative to the horizontal. Shear, stresses that pushed past each other in opposite directions. Syncline, a fold in rocks that bend downward in which the youngest rocks are at the center. Review questions. Number 1. What type of stress is shear, and at what type of plate boundary is it found? Number 2. You are a geologist walking around in the field when you spot a monocline. You inspect the fossils in each layer of the rock. Where would you expect to find the oldest fossils, and where would you expect to find the youngest? This concludes the material for Lesson 3, Wednesday, April 29th.